I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode 147. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your teen turn struggles into strengths. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Today, we are going to be talking about one of my favorite out of all the top 10 parenting secrets. This is definitely one of my favorites, if not secretly my very most favorite. Today, we are going to be talking about knowing your values, and this is powerful. I have had people approach me and ask if they could hire me to teach this within their groups, if they could license what I teach. This is one of my favorite things to teach. It is one of the most powerful things to teach, and it is one of those things that when you get it, it will change your life. So today we are talking about knowing your values. Before we get into that, if you have been enjoying, I know my top 10 parenting secrets are kind of sprinkled in between some interviews, but if you have been enjoying these top 10 parenting secrets of mine, and guys, I know today is only number 3 out of the 10, but if you enjoy them, go to benpugcoaching.com/FFP. You can join the membership and you can get full access to all of these trainings. Whereas here on the podcast, you're only getting kind of my favorite little tidbits. You're not getting the whole entire training. So today, like I said, we're talking about knowing your values. And like I said, this is one of my very most favorite trainings ever. I wanted to give you my top 10 favorites. This is number 3. And in previous episodes, we have talked about number 1, being the change that you want to see with your teenager. And number 2, we talked about really the identity process that goes with being the parent of your dreams. And today we are going to talk about your parenting values. So I want to ask you, do you know your values? If you were working with me one-on-one or even in one of my groups, but definitely one-on-one, I would ask you, okay, off the top of your head, list your top 10 favorite values. If you're not driving, go ahead and pause this and do this exercise. Really explore what are my top 10 values and only give yourself like, I don't know, 1, maybe 2 minutes and just really explore what are my top values. The truth is most people really don't know what their top values are. They think they know and they know what they want their top values to be. But most parents don't actually know what their top values really are. And oftentimes, parents will tell me that their top values are family, connection, and their teen's development. But when we start digging into it, it often turns out that none of those are actually their top values. I ask people, yeah, prove to me that that's their value. Or, you know what, let's look at the past week or the past month, looking at your results, what does that tell us that your values are? And when we start digging into it, we realize that those are not actually their top 10 values, that they actually have other values that are above family, like maybe entertainment or relaxation or sleep. So I want you to explore, do you know your top 10 values? I want you to explore, what might my top 10 values be? When you start digging into it, you will be surprised at what your values truly are. And if you don't have awareness of your top values, you won't have intention when it comes to your values. And if you're like most people, this awareness part is a part that most people want to skip. And the problem is, if you don't know what your top values are, you will continue to be driven by what you think your top values should be. And most people, like I was, when I first started digging into my own values, like I was surprised at how many values that were driving my life that I just picked up along the way. And I was blindly holding on to these values. When you gain awareness over your values, you will then have the power to be intentional around your values. And the problem is, most people want to skip that step of awareness. They want to go straight to intention, and they want to be like, well, I'm just going to value this. I'm going to value this. Without awareness, you will continue to be blindly guided by unintentional values. So I want to talk to you about how you can identify what your true values are. This is super powerful, but you need to know this secret. Your values create your results. And so when you start to understand this correlation between your results and your values, it will make it really easy to identify and understand what your driving values are. One of my favorite all-time coaches, Jim Fortin, one of his quotes is, "Whatever you have and do not have is a reflection of your values." When you can start to understand this correlation, when you can see that, oh, these results that I have are driven by my values. Now, what are those values? That is powerful. That awareness will help you have the intention. And with that intention, you will then have the power to intentionally choose what values you want driving your life. When it comes to gaining awareness around your values, really give this time. Go into this with an explorer's mind. Like, you don't have to dig into this and change anything. Just explore and say, oh, interesting results. What are my values that have created that? Your weight, your bank account, your relationships with your loved ones, your current profession, who you married, where you live, all of these are the result of your values. Because of this, your results will always reflect your values. Your results are like the secret code to identifying what your values truly are. And if you want to understand what your values are, look at your results and ask yourself, what values created this result for me? Some people that recently I wasn't getting along with, and I asked myself, what value is creating this relationship? And I realized that it was the value of being right. The value of being perceived as being more intelligent. I don't want to value that over people. But looking at my results, it became obvious that that was my driving value. And once I had that awareness, I then had the power to intentionally choose my driving value. Like I said earlier, though, the problem is most people want to skip the awareness step and go straight to the intention. They don't want to take the time to develop the awareness and understand what's truly going on. They just want the quick, easy fix, but it doesn't work that way. And if you skip the process of awareness, you will never understand what your driving values are. And you will continue to be blindly driven by your unintentional values. So you have that question, like just look at your bank account, look at the car you drive, look at the job you have, look at your relationship with your teenager and ask yourself, what values have created this result for me? That will help you develop some awareness and understanding around your own values. This is key because understanding your values leads to understanding your teen's values. This is actually true for anyone. The better you understand your own values, the better you will understand other people's values. If you're having a hard time getting along with your teen or your spouse or a coworker, number one, get to know your values, and number two, get to know their values. The better you understand your own values, the better you will be able to understand someone else's values. I cannot overemphasize this. This is key. So, most parents never take the time to truly understand their own values. And as a result of this, they never truly understand their teen's values. And because of this, they go through parenting, not parenting in alignment with the desired values that they would intentionally have, and they don't connect with their teenager based upon their teenager's values. So if you want to build values-based connections with your teen, you need to first understand your own values. Take some time to do the exercise that we talked about above. Look at your results and ask yourself, what values created this result for me? And then once you get good at seeing your own values, you can then ask yourself, what values created this result for my teen? And you will be shocked at just how many values you and your teen actually have in common. And maybe you don't share those same values now, but chances are when you were a teenager, you had very similar values that your teenager has now. So there's a few secrets that I want you to understand about values. There are no right or wrong values. Like, there aren't a certain set of values that you should have and that you shouldn't have. Your values are uniquely unique to you. And your values are not better than someone else's values. Everyone's values are always equal. And something that I found to be true is that we all have roughly the same amount of values in common with other people as we have in conflict with other people. And I believe we have roughly the same amount of values in common with everyone and in conflict with everyone. The difference is the people that we like, we tend to choose to focus on the values that we either have in common with that person or the values that they have that we wish that we had. And the people that we dislike, we focus on our conflicting values or the values that they have that we also have that we don't like. So one of the most important keys to becoming and being the parent of your dreams is to know your values. By knowing your values, you will then have the awareness to be able to understand other people's values. And this will help you parent from a place of value-based parenting, where these values will act as a guide in the moment. This goes hand in hand with the identity portion, where we talk about GPS and having that beacon in the distance, like, oh, this is how I want to parent now because this is who I want to be. This is how I want to parent now because this is one of my values. This is one of the most powerful parenting secrets that I know. I just shared it with you. If you have enjoyed this, please take time to like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, give it a 5-star review. A written review is even more powerful. This helps parents just like you find the parenting support that they're looking for. If you haven't yet accessed my Be the Change workbook that I talked about in the parenting secret number one, where we talked all about being the change, go access that. You can go to benpugcoaching.com/be the change, or you can just go to the show notes and download it there. And if you have loved these teachings, and if you would like to work with me, go to benpugcoaching.com/FFP and join the Firmly Founded Parent membership. It is phenomenal. You get access to my course where I teach these 10 favorite secrets in the framework of identity, connection, and growth. And you'll also get one-on-one coaching with me and one of my other coaches, along with being a part of this powerful community where you get to access group calls with me. So if you would like to start being the parent of your dreams today, go to benpugcoaching.com/FFP and join the membership soon. Spring is a perfect time to change. Let's do this thing together. And I will see you inside the membership. Bye. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back, and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your teen. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpewcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.